Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Coverings 2013 in Atlanta, and I'm in the Marazzi space, and I'm here with Hector Narvaez, who is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Hector, how you doing?
Hey, Kemp. I'm doing great. Great to see you here.
Yeah, it's an annual interview. I love interviewing you because you've got your finger on the pulse of what's going on in the market. We'll talk about that in a minute. Big news, probably the biggest news at the show, is the fact that your biggest competitor has acquired you. And so now the Marazzi Group is owned by Mohawk, which also owns Deltile, right?
That's correct, Kemp. You know, you said it, for the longest time we've been competitors, and we're proud to say that we're now part of the Mohawk family of companies. And, of course, Deltile is the largest manufacturer and distributor in North America, and Marazzi being the largest manufacturer in the world of tile is a very complementary business, and we're really proud to be part of their family. We look forward to growing our businesses together and enjoying some of the renewed optimism in this tile market.
I know there's been the early stages of integration, and there's probably a lot of decisions that need to be made, but I come here and see you in a space that looks very similar to what you've been doing in the past. So it's business as usual for now, isn't it?
You're correct. We have our marching orders, and we all have our business plan for 2013. And, of course, starts from our brand and channel strategies, our product portfolios, and is business as usual, like you said. Some of our teams are working feverishly to, you know, integrate the back end of the house, as you would expect in an acquisition. Things like getting on the same platforms of information systems, looking at employee benefits and things like that. But on the front of the house, you know, it's business as usual. And we, again, are excited of this partnership where we can have our complementary businesses work together and enjoy the upswing of our market.
The good news is that you live in Dallas, so I don't think you're going to have to move, are you?
Not anytime soon, I hope. You're right. The Deltile offices are a few miles away from our office. And other than logging a few miles, you know, back and forth and having to meet with, you know, our counterparts over there and getting to know each other better and trying to find ways where we can take advantage of opportunities logistically or even in product to be able to help our customers enjoy this new optimism in our market, we're doing that every day.
Well, let's talk about that optimism. You know, the market, as we've seen, we just put the annual report together for Floor Focus, and the market is up considerably. As a matter of fact, we're saying that ceramic tile grew faster than any other category. So this is a good time to be in the ceramic business, isn't it?
Well, we've gone through a few difficult years, and you're right. That optimism is here, and we see it staying. And we see actually every sector that we sell to, from residential to residential remodel to new home construction and even commercial, that at the end of 2012, it really grew substantially, and it's actually remained very, very strong in 2013. So we're very optimistic to the point that we're looking at and discussing the opportunities of investing and growing our capacities in the U.S., to take advantage of these.
Now let's talk a little bit about the show. As usual, Marazzi has got the great presence right at the front entranceway, and you've got a nice size booth here. How's the show been? How's the traffic? Are you pleased? We're at the end of the second day.
We are. You know, as usual, we make appointments with our distributors, and we're very happy that our distributors support us and show up, you know, for their appointment slot and be able to look and preview the models that we're showing and be able to commit to the tile and order the tile. It does help as well that we're right in front, like you said, of the escalator at the entrance to the show, so that maybe some other customers that may not or some friends that may not have been on our list do stop by and be able to see our products.
You know, last night you had an event. It was a rooftop event at a really swanky place in downtown Atlanta, and you invited me, and I appreciate that. So let's talk a little bit about the new products that you're working with your distributors on here at the show.
Certainly. This year, what we chose to do is to offer different looks of the wood porcelain tiles. As you have seen in the last year or so, and especially this year, the technologies available to us manufacturers allow us to make very exciting wood looks in a porcelain plank. And we took advantage this year to present on the Ragno side a rustic porcelain, more like a barn wood is what we call it. And the Marazzi side, we actually took advantage to present a very sophisticated piano finish type of wood look in a larger size plank in a more sophisticated and upscale contemporary way.
Well, help me out with, because, you know, like as I said at the beginning of the interview, you have your finger on the pulse of what the U.S. consumer, since you've been focused on the U.S. market, you know what the U.S. consumer is looking for. So in residential, they're still looking for rustic, and they are starting to move toward this wood look, aren't they?
You're correct, Kemp. What we've seen is that a lot of the shapes have been changing quite a bit. I mentioned about the porcelain planks, and we do see customers liking rustic looks, whether there's travertine looks or the really hot wood looks. But we are having, as a manufacturer, to invest in making more rectangular shapes, more plank shapes. You know, some of them are 6 by 36 inches long. Out of our factory in Italy, we're making 6 by 48 inches long. So a lot of rectangulars and planks. Also, we're taking advantage of featuring some of more sophistication in our products with the innovation of glazes, innovation of the inkjet technologies available to us. We're able to make some refinements in tile where it truly looks and mirrors the natural stone or mirrors the actual product that we're trying to achieve much better than in years past.
All right, great, Hector. Well, thanks for the update. Great to see you at the show. Again, we've been talking to Hector Narvaez, who's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Marazzi, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.